And once again, as always, thank you very much for everybody being on this call so that we get the most up-to-date information on what the what our healthcare professionals are doing, and in combination with the efforts within the city to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. There's a number of things to talk about today, but we do have Chantel on the line from PHU. So Chantel, over to you.
Hi, Chantel. Are you on the line?
I was. Sorry, I forgot to unmute. I'll start over. So today, the Porcupine Health Unit is reporting having completed 1,481 tests in our region. 499 of those are under investigation. 34 are now resolved, and we still have the 3 deaths related to COVID. We are reporting 1 new case of COVID-19 among our residents in the health unit. The current number of confirmed positive cases is now 55. The new case is a female in her 30s from the Timmins area who is a staff member at the Timmins and District Hospital, has not been identified as part of the outbreak. She is currently in home isolation following guidance, and we are continuing with a thorough review to determine if there are any potential linkages. The Ontario government has introduced more aggressive testing, screening, and surveillance, deployed specialized teams from hospitals, public health, and the home care sector, recruited additional frontline staff, and increased personal protective equipment in the province's long-term care homes. This is part of his action plan. We continue to urge everyone to keep going with the preventative measures. We do need to work together to reduce the spread of COVID. So again, stay at home as much as possible. Avoid traveling between communities. Wash your hands often. Only go out if you absolutely have to go to get groceries or medication or to attend a medical appointment. While you're out, it's important to stay 2 meters or 6 feet between you and the others. And please do not visit loved ones for friends outside of your immediate
house.
Sorry, just a reminder for everyone to mute your phones so we don't hear the background conversation.
We have currently assessment centers in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Painting. Please note that you do require an appointment. You can call your primary care provider or the PHU as well for a referral to the assessment center. Our info line is open today from 9 to 5 p.m. and to call the toll-free number 1-800-461-1818 or visit our website for the telephone number of the office in your local area. We are encouraging people who are experiencing symptoms to visit the Ontario.ca website and complete the self-assessment tool and follow the further directions provided once the tool is completed. So please keep it up. Stay home, stay well, be kind. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chantel. We were hoping for Blaise McNeil of the Timmins and District Hospital to join us. I know that he was going from meeting to meeting, so we'll just check to see if he's been able to join the line right now.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. The Timmins and District Hospital is using an abundance of caution as we continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit through the investigation process. As was confirmed by the health unit, a staff member at Timmins and District has tested positive. However, it is not being attributed to the outbreak at this time. At the moment the notification was received, our staff responded to start contract tracing process. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit regarding all additional testing requirements for both staff and patients. The safety and well-being of our staff and patient continues to remain our top priority. In addition to all of the internal precautions that we have been implemented, we also have a request to the community. If you are in need of medical attention, please answer all the screening questions honestly. We understand that with the increase in nice weather, the allergy season is upon us. However, answering screening questions honestly allows us to quickly respond and ensure both staff and patients are safe. The hospital is a direct reflection of our community. It's been confirmed that there is community spread of COVID-19, and what's happening at the hospital currently is mirroring our community. Our region continues to see a higher percentage of reports of positive than the remainder of the North. While we do not have the answers to why this is, it clearly supports the need for expanded testing criteria and continuing to adhere to social distancing that was announced. We are asking you to please follow the social distancing recommendations provided by public health. It's through continued adherence to these recommendations that we stand the best chance of making the pandemic as short as possible. I urge everyone to stay the course. Stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and wash your hands often. Just a little bit of editorializing, if I may. We are seeing the highest number of positive cases as a percent of our population in the North, but we're also receiving great support from the health unit. They are doing the highest percentage of testing in the North, which you would expect with the cases we're seeing. So thank you to the health unit for continuing to do that. That's all I have.
All right, thank you for that. I'll just turn to the media to see if there's any questions at this point for the Porcupine Health Unit or the Timmins and District Hospital.
Yes, I have one. It's Elena.
Okay, go ahead, Elena.
I was just wondering, with all this increased testing, and because I know the tests, the number of tests that are submitted is not the number of people who have been tested, is there any, I don't know if this is possible, but if I test negative or positive, can I get the virus again? And is that contributing to the increased amount of tests being done, or is that just, is that just contributing to the increased amount of tests?
So I can answer that. It's Chantal. So at this time, we continue to learn more and more about the novel coronavirus, which is the virus responsible for COVID-19 disease. We don't have a lot of information about the potential for it to cause an infection a second time in an individual. I have heard through the news and through the media that they're seeing individuals who were infected with COVID-19 potentially being having an infection again with COVID-19. However, at this time, there's not a lot of information or a lot of evidence to support it. So more research is needed to be able to determine what that looks like. So hopefully they'll find that COVID-19, once you've had it, you are immune, but more research is needed to be able to do that. So when you're looking at the numbers tested, doesn't necessarily include individuals who have already tested positive for COVID. I think the number of tests reflects the number of tests done to either confirm that they have COVID or that they've it's resolved.
Okay, got you. And these media reports that you said that you've heard that there has been some people that could get it again, has that been in our area at all, or is that in other parts of the province or the country?
It's not even in the country. It's out of country. It's global.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
Hi, it's Lydia from CTV.
Hello.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah. Hi, this question is for either the health unit or the hospital. This this new case, is it in an unrelated area of the hospital, in a new unit or new different area of the hospital other than where the outbreak has taken place, and what steps are being taken to protect that part of the hospital?
So this is Chantal. We are not to share details of the case, and the case is still under investigation. I don't know if Blaise has anything to add.
Well, so as a matter of practice, we wouldn't share details that could potentially compromise the identity of the particular staff member and violate their privacy. But I did say in my opening remarks that although investigation is ongoing, it doesn't seem to be attributable to the outbreak.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Jean-Claude from Radio-Canada. I have a question for Chantal Riotel. Madame Riotel, donc le dernier cas n'est pas attribué à l'éclosion. Je voulais juste savoir qu'est-ce que ça veut dire. Est-ce que ça veut dire qu'elle n'a pas attrapé des autres cas déclarés à l'hôpital ou est-ce que qu'est-ce que ça veut dire que ce dernier cas n'est pas attribué à l'éclosion?
L'enquête est encore en cours, alors on est en train d'obtenir d'autres informations pour être capable de faire une décision ou une conclusion reliée au cas nouveau du COVID-19. D'après l'enquête en cours, il n'y a pas l'air d'avoir un lien avec l'éclosion, fait que on pense que peut-être la transmission s'est peut-être faite d'une autre façon, mais encore, l'enquête est en cours, fait que c'est difficile à déterminer si oui ou non. Mais en ce moment, ça a l'air qu'il n'y a pas de lien avec l'éclosion, puis c'est pas comme ça que le COVID a été transmis.
OK, donc ça semble suggérer que cette personne a attrapé, selon l'enquête au point où elle en est en ce moment, elle a attrapé le virus sans aucun lien avec l'hôpital, soit par transmission communautaire ou autre chose. C'est ce que je comprends.
Oui, c'est pas lié à l'éclosion à l'hôpital. Oui, fait que c'est d'une autre façon qu'elle a été infectée.
OK, merci beaucoup. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there any other questions from the media?
I have one more. It's totally like a completely different one from my previous one. It's Elena.
Yeah, go ahead, Elena.
Okay, so I know the province announced Monday that the community spread had peaked, but it also said that the virus in long-term care homes and other kinds of these facilities seems to be growing. Is the PHU seeing this in the Timmins region with, you know, the amount of cases that we are seeing in our long-term care homes? And are you concerned about that being an issue? And also, how does that translate into any of the infection prevention measures that the health unit would be giving to these long-term care homes going forward?
We are very fortunate to have very good collaborations with our community partners across the region. The Porcupine Health Unit has been working with community partners, long-term care facility, retirement homes, as well as primary care to enhance those preventative measures and to support long-term cares and retirement homes in our region. So these preventative measures have been in place for several weeks now, I think, which has helped our situation here in the Porcupine Health Unit region. Currently, we have two outbreaks in retirement homes, one at St. Mary's Garden and one at Spruce Hill Lodge. I think the outbreak is not completed yet, so we will keep you updated with any information related to those outbreaks. The enhanced measures that were announced on Monday by the Government of Ontario will certainly provide us with a different perspective or another look at what is the COVID-19 situation in our long-term care facilities. So that might be helpful in informing a decision that we may want to put in place in collaboration with our long-term care facilities. So we are working with Ontario Health and the Ministry of Long-Term Care to plan those additional measures announced on Monday.
Could I make a comment about peak, if I may? This may be a little bit too technical, but typically for when a virus is starting, you go into a curve that's an exponential increase. And then by flattening that curve is really what you're trying to do is stop the rate of increase. So when the province says we're at peak, that's not necessarily a point in time. Oftentimes, a virus is a very messy business, and it fluctuates up and down around the peak. And then once it starts to decline, the curve starts to normalize again. So being at peak is not a single moment in time. And the length of time we're at a peak is also not really a definitive bit of time either. It's a very fluid situation.
All right. Thank you. That's very instructive. Any other questions from the media? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on. Brian Marks from the Cochrane DSAP is unable to attend today, but he has shared with us a bit of information. EMS handled 22 calls for service yesterday, 15 in Timmins, four of which failed the screening. In Timmins, the Cochrane DSAB is taking applications for emergency workers' child care. The information related to that can be found on the www.cdssab.on.ca website, and that's a child care activity in conjunction with Northern Treasures and the YMCA. In terms of food service, yesterday 75 meals were distributed. And in terms of the service to homeless individuals within the community, 30 individuals received service at Northern College last night, 9 at the McIntyre Arena, and 7 through the transitional housing support at Living State. As well, an additional 10 to 15 people accessed services through the Cedar Street location as well. And finally, volunteer recruitment is underway, and information can be found on the Cochrane DSAB website. And Cochrane DSAB is working with the Anti-Hunger Coalition to create a database for volunteers, for people who can provide some service in the community. If there's questions for Brian, I would just ask that you email them in, and we can get them sent out to his team for some quick response, or hold them until tomorrow. There's no report today from the Timmins Police Service, so we'll hand it over to Mayor Peary for some remarks.
Good afternoon again. And as always, thank you very much for everybody that's out there that's dealing with this on a daily basis to make Timmins a safer place. We've had over the course of this week a number of conversations about this concept of peak and where we are. We know that within the Parkman Health Unit's catchment area, we're about perhaps 2.5, maybe 3 weeks behind the rest of the province. And when there's announcements out there about the province, we can hold them in reserve. We can put them at the back of your mind, because what we're dealing with here is the cases of COVID-19 and the situation of COVID-19 that's related directly to the Porcupine Health Unit. That's what we're focused on. That's what we all must be focused on. It was mentioned yesterday by Mr. McNeil that our rate at 6 per 10,000 is 3 times the normal average of 2 per 10,000. The case today, although the individual works at the hospital, is not thought to be directly related to the outbreak in the hospital. This underscores, again, the message that it's within our community, and we know it's within our community. So everybody must be vigilant, and everybody must recognize, as you are, the tremendous amount of strain and stress and pressure that so much of our population is underneath right now. I do want to talk about how Timmins is responding, and I'm always very, very proud to talk about things like this. First of all, no cases that were COVID-19 related from the Timmins Police Service last night. Again, it tells me our Timmins citizens are taking this seriously, and they're being respectful of everybody involved in this crisis. We also have a great story to tell with Kit, in combination with Cummins Brewing, that has I don't know if you can see this picture, probably not, but it's out there in a media release, where Kid and Compass have joined together in a joint venture to produce hand sanitizer right here in Timmins. Magnificent, good news story with our community partners that are making Timmins a safer place to live and be. And in fact, from the hand sanitizer point of view, we know we control our own destiny right here in Timmins, and that's what we want to do. We've had a couple of great stories in relation to face masks. The first one came in a little earlier in the week, and it was a grade 4 teacher, W.E. Miller School, who brought 3D printers home, and with the school resources and the printers and input from the students, made the bands, headbands, for the frontline personnel for the face shields at TPS. These are magnificent. Look at this. And this is W.E. Miller School that did this. Again, a great, great example of how Timmins pulls together to help each other out. The other unbelievable example, too, that just came in this morning and it's been shared, and this is the Roman Catholic French School Board. And look at this, again, with 3D printers and to give to the Timmins Police Service. It makes you proud to be from Timmins. These are just wonderful local initiatives to help people and those on the front lines deal with this crisis. And thank you very much for everybody out there for doing their part to make Timmins a safer, healthier place. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Peary, and thank you to our members of the media for joining us today.